This year's month-long Berkshire Festival of Women Writers kicks off on Sunday. That's March 1st. And if you don't know, and you should, the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers is a collaborative multi-venue event sponsored by Bard College at Simon's Rock with many local partners, celebrated during March, which is, of course, Women's History Month. This is the festival's fifth anniversary season. It includes an exciting lineup of readings and lectures and workshops and performances and screenings by women writers from the Berkshire region. Dr. Jennifer Brody is the founding director of the festival. She joins us this morning to tell us about all the cool stuff that will be happening in the confines of Berkshire County, and it's a great pleasure to have you with us once again.
Thank you for having me.
It's a delight. So tell us what it is like putting together an anniversary, a fifth anniversary festival.
Very satisfying, I have to say. We've come a long way in our first 4 years, and this year it feels like we're really ready to step out and show the whole world what happens when women's creativity moves front and center.
Has the mission changed at all? I mean, it obviously you're doing what you set out to do from the very beginning, but it does seem that you have more opportunities, there are more venues, there are more things going on than when you first started 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been growing steadily. We have 33 venues in this year's festival, 50 events. And I do want to emphasize that 39 of those events are free. So we're still sticking to our original, you know, festival ethos of having lots of free events for people to enjoy.
So that is, that's a lot. You know, mm-hmm. You know that. That's a
53
lot.
53 events in the month of March. Yeah.
So what do you say when you think about it? You want it to tell a story. You want it to have show many different facets. So how do you make all that work?
How do you make it cohere?
Yeah.
It's a mosaic. It's a beautiful mosaic of women's voices of all ages, many different walks of life. We don't even actually have a theme this year because really the multiplicity of it is the beauty of it.
I guess how much of it is, do you think, is of you thinking, okay, we need this. We need this particular thing to fill this void. Or, and I assume it's both, or, my God, we have these three incredible women who do this, this, and this. Let's show this, which may be more the case given your comment about it being a mosaic.
It is both. I mean, we try to have a mix. We want to have workshops and readings and performances and screenings. We want to have skill building sessions and just opportunities for women to show their talents and shine. We want to have a mix of emerging writers, aspiring writers, established writers. We want to have sort of a big tent and space for everybody.
When you think about the highlights of this festival, and which I know is difficult, because, you know,
there are many.
They're all your children. You don't want to. You don't leave anybody out. But in the time we have, talk to us about some of the things coming up over the next few weeks that stand out as highlights.
Well, just starting with this weekend, we have a one-woman show on Saturday night by Amber Chand, The Heroine's Journey, which is very special. And then we have a free panel at Miss Hall's on publishing your first book. This is, you know, it's a very interesting time in the publishing industry. The gates are coming down. People can publish like never before. But it's a challenging landscape to navigate. So we have a number of events in this year's festival that help women authors in particular figure things out. So that panel Sunday morning, March 1st, is publishing your first book. And then our keynote, Dani Shapiro is giving the keynote, and her topic is the permission to write. And I think this resonates with a lot of women writers, a lot of women who are trying to do many different things, multitasking like crazy, and sometimes setting aside that hour, that regular time to take yourself seriously as a writer is a challenge. So Dani's going to be speaking to us about that.
So some great stuff this weekend,
and
am I wrong here? But there's an event
every
day of the month of March.
Yeah, and you know, I realized this year that no place else in the country celebrates Women's History Month like we do. in the Berkshires with an event honoring women's creativity every single day of the month of March in one festival. So it's pretty remarkable what we've pulled together.
When is it easier to pull it together in the sense of getting, because people know who you are?
Yeah, I mean, people are starting to seek us out,
which is good.
Which is great. We want to have different kinds of events in terms of big and small too. So we still have our very intimate, small scale workshops in small spaces, and then we have our larger events in theaters and big auditoriums. So one of the new things this year that I wanted to highlight is the Book Expo that's coming at the end of the month. But there's still time to reserve table space at the Book Expo. And this was, you know, in the Berkshires, there isn't an opportunity for local publishers, writers, self-published folks, and the vendors who love them to come together and just network, share, sell. So we decided to create that kind of event this year, and it's March 29th at the Crown Plaza Hotel Ballroom. It's mm-hmm. going to be a very nice event, and we're excited that we've already sold lots of tables and expecting to have a big crowd.
When you put together the book festival, and obviously writing is a key, but it's also, you're also celebrating the accomplishment of that writing and the issues that are involved there too.
Yes. I mean, one of my motivations is certainly just to get women's ideas and perspectives out further into the public sphere and to get women who may not consider themselves to be writers to kind of take their ideas seriously and go public with them.
And that isn't hard once you make that invitation to have people come and do it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've had some older women, senior women who never got up and read their writing before, and they were just exhilarated by the opportunity, and they are coming back. Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
When you talk about some of the things that are coming up toward the end of the month, we have a few more minutes of discussing what will be happening over and the key events are mostly on the weekends.
The bigger events.
Yeah, the bigger events. So mm-hmm. talk about some of those.
Well, next weekend, March 7th, March 6th, 7th, 8th, we have a really cool event on March 6th, Piping and Penning, which is Jana Lais and Nancy Tunnicliffe, who's a bagpiper, who took a trip to Scotland together last year, and they are going to lead a writing workshop that will be inspired by the bagpipes and the photographs that they took in Scotland. So that's going to be fun.
Very fun.
Yeah. And then we have our own Roselle Chartak on Saturday morning, March 7th, reading from her book about the Windsor School.
Which is great.
Yep.
Really fun.
And she'll be doing that at the former building, the Tanglewood Institute, which is the Windsor School home. We have a very popular event Saturday night, March 7th, Out of the Mouths of Babes, an evening of mothers reading to others. And this is a chance for Susie Banks Baum and her group of mother writers to share their creative insights. And that event is always packed and very enthusiastic. And then Sunday is our International Women's Day. And for me, that's very special because all of this grew out of my organizing a conference for International Women's Day for more than a decade. And when I started, nobody was thinking about International Women's Day at all in our region. And still, we're one of the few events in the region that celebrates International Women's Day reliably every year. So this year we have Pamela Yates, a filmmaker, coming to screen and talk about her new film, Disruption, which is an interesting film about what happens when you give some capital to poor women in Latin America. What will they do with it? Mm. And it turns out they do really interesting things.
Wow. And that whole idea, and I know we've talked about this many times in the past, but that whole international idea mm-hmm. of, yes, we have our own set of issues and challenges and problems within the confines of this country, but to see how that's replicated and often combated in other scarier issues mm-hmm. abroad is really fascinating to take a microscope to.
Yeah, I always sort of laugh at American women who don't think of ourselves as international, but Americans are part of the international community, and I think American women should celebrate International Women's Day with enthusiasm.
Well, it is a month-long festival. The 2015 Berkshire Festival of Women Writers kicks off this Sunday. It runs through March. For more information, if you go to their website, you'll find everything you need to know. Just to give you an idea, there is so much going on. They have a booklet, and it is a 100-page booklet, and it's filled with stuff and some ads, too, which are also very cool, but mostly just great information on what is happening throughout the entire month of March. So BerkshireWomenWriters.org, BerkshireWomenWriters.org, and you can find out the entire schedule and complete listing of events and where they're at and all that good stuff, BerkshireWomenWriters.org. Jennifer Brody, thank you so much for joining us today and for being with us, and have a wonderful fifth anniversary season, and we can't wait to hear all about it.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Best of luck. We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. Again, wamc.org/roundtable. For more information on Berkshire Women Writers, go to berkshirewomenwriters.org and find out about the fifth anniversary season of the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers this March 2015. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.